Hi, my loves. This is your host, Carla, bringing stories of life experiences and of powerful lessons, also sharing healing methods and topics of the natural and supernatural. Remember, you are the medicine. Do it as la medicina, Carla After Dark. Hi, guys. This is Carla After Dark. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. And I want to introduce an amazing soul. I always say amazing soul because every person I feel called to interview and have them as a special guest is for a particular reason, because I feel that my energy is intuitively, like I feel they have a message to give or have exposure for the special ones that get to listen to this particular episode. Lately I've been introducing a lot of my soul tribe, soul brothers, soul sisters that do medicines and also have set with plant medicines. And so I'm going to introduce my brother, who is, not biological, but, or blood. Okay. It's soul brother. It's energy, recognizing each other's energies. And we have Ray, how are you, Ray?
How's it going?
How's it going, Ray?
I'm doing good. I'm relaxed. Staged myself down, you know.
Yeah, it's chilling. A little smoky, guys.
Yeah, so a little smoky.
it's we normally, like, for the people that understand staging or smudging, it's a different term, language that we use as cleansing, detoxing, purifying, just whatever it feels comfortable to your language. So we look a little fogged up right now.
Yeah.
But Ray, so thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
So Ray, a little of introduction, how I met Ray. So I got invited to a ceremony nearby here, and I got to meet his beautiful wife partner, and him, who also is set down with medicine, and we had a beautiful connection when I met them. And I'm in love with his mom. I'm in love with his wife. she's like a mom nurturing. That's why it was coming to my brain. She has that very warm, nurturing mom. Like, can you hug me?
The hugs.
I feel, like
the embrace. Yeah.
And it's like I just want to snuggle in her arms.
I think you plus many other people.
Really?
As well.
Patty, you know, just saying, send me your hugs through VIP style. So Ray, how's it been for you?
It's been amazing these last 2 years since I started working with plant medicine and different types of medicine, sitting in different ceremonies. I see what it's done for my life and my relationships. Specifically my relationship with my wife, my kids, like all my relations, like friendships, other family members. It's like, I don't know, it's brought me back to like before I started using like substances when I was in my childhood, when I was doing substances. So it's got me back to center, like who I truly am, you know?
Yeah.
And like the essence of my childhood is like coming back up. Like I'm more of like embracing my inner child now, so I'm able to like communicate better and like, oh yeah, be goofy, whatever. I want to do, you know. So yeah, it's been good the last 2 years.
And it's funny because now previously I have shared, I think it's on my why I decided to do podcasts, and I communicated about that I was called to sit with medicine with Aya to 2020. And the way it came about, it was a friend of mine who told me about it, that it was nearby from a facilitator from Colombia. And I knew the moment she told me about it, hey, do you know about ayahuasca? And I knew that was already the invitation. That it was like, okay, it's time to sit with her.
Yeah.
And I've heard of ayahuasca since I was with my son feeding him 2016. And my dark night of my soul started the moment I think my mom got ill, the transition becoming a new mom. And those are small deaths that I was experiencing without me really knowing what was happening. Mm-hmm. And then so when 2020 came along, it was intense in my personal self with my partnership at the time. And I felt like it was time, like I was already working on my inner child. So that you brought mm-hmm. that up. I have a mentor who she's been mentoring me since when I was 21.
Wow.
And so she had been in my journey off and on, and she came back in my life in 2018, and I started to hear about inner child healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I started going to meetings of ACA, which is alcoholic children, of, you know, so children that have been around alcoholics or mm-hmm. addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And even though my dad was more of a dry alcoholic, he cut himself really dry. Mm. And I know that when we talked,
mm-hmm.
You did that with yeah. a different substance. So
yeah.
start before you start with that story. who are you, Ray?
I am a spirit living the human experience. Mm. That's what I am.
Yes.
Likewise. That's the best definition I can give you. I'm really a father. I'm a husband. I'm a lover.
Yes.
I'm a communicator.
Yeah.
I'm a connector.
Yes.
I'm a community member.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. That's all of us. That's what we are here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're bridges for each other and connecting
yeah.
and webbing it life together.
Yeah.
So, Ray, how was your childhood?
My childhood was interesting. Well, the first half of my childhood was very interesting because I was raised by my grandmother on my mom's side. Mm. Because my mother and my father, they were like heavily into drugs and they were like, you know, doing their thing. And when I was born, my mother couldn't take care of me. So my grandmother stepped in, and then I, you know, I was raised by her for up until I was about 8, 9. Mm. And I was into sports. Like, she had me into baseball. She had me into soccer. She had me into swimming, which is like second nature to me. Like, I love swimming.
Wow.
Swimming was my thing. Like, I was going to go to the Junior Olympics, but then I ended up moving to Texas with my grandmother.
You could have gone to the Olympics.
Yeah. So let me rewind a little bit.
Maybe
Let me rewind. I was
in Atlantis. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I love swimming, actually. I'm like a frog.
Really?
Yeah, like a frog. Straight up frog. So let me back up a little bit.
Yes, for sure.
So I lived with my grandmother up until I was about 8. And then I moved to Texas mm-hmm. with her because, you know, I didn't have a really good relationship with my mom. So we moved to Texas, continued like doing sports over there, but no more swimming. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like butthurt about that. I was like, ah, man, I like swimming.
Because
I was on 2 swim teams at that time.
So it's kind of like
in San Jose.
Pulled out of something.
Yeah, by the way, I'm from San Jose. So
Bay Area.
So, I grew up there with my grandmother. Very nice. She worked for a tech company named Accuson back in the 80s. Oh. So we had like a nice house. It was very cool. It was like very open. Like I had toys and like this and that. And, you know, had my own room.
So you had and then, like the good
yeah,
side.
Like a cool side of like childhood, yes. right?
Yeah.
Went to Texas, and then slowly I started like dipping into like weed, mm-hmm. and then in middle school I got caught with like a bunch of weed, and then I ended up.
Wait, how old were you then?
I was like 10 or 11.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I got caught with like a bunch of weed.
I can't imagine my son. Dude. Oh
so
my
what god. Happened? So this is what happened. Somebody had asked me, like one of my friends, because I was like into skateboarding at that time. One of my friends asked me, he was like, "Hey, bro, hold this weed for me till the end of school." And me, I was like, "All right, yeah,
I'm cool."
So I put it in my locker. And in Texas, they do drug sweeps all the time with the dogs.
Oh, wow.
So I had like ounces of weed in my locker. So that day, they just happened
like a
to...
mini Escobar.
Yeah, that... Well, Escobar. I don't know. I was just holding it.
I was just holding it.
Anyways.
Connector, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean... Yeah, well, I got connected to juvenile hall real quick after that. So, but anyways, yeah, they caught me with that. And that was a pretty traumatizing event, actually.
Mm.
walking through the school, handcuffed, right at the end of class.
10 years old?
Yeah, right at the end of school. So everybody's out in the hallway, and I remember it vividly. I was walking down with my handcuffs, escorted out, and I was like, wow, this is surreal. Like, yeah. So that was a traumatic event. But so reliving that was like, that sucked. Yeah. Off and on throughout my childhood. But so then I started getting into trouble, like that kind of trouble.
Yeah.
I got out on probation, whatever. I was, you know, a minor. And then my grandmother had too much conflict with me. So she was like, you know what? I'm going to send you back with your mom. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know how that's going to go because I don't have any relationship with her at that time. Wow. So she shipped me back to California on a Greyhound.
By yourself?
By myself.
How old were you?
10. She packed my bags.
Is that legal?
And I don't know.
I mean, it is what it is.
I don't know. I had chaperones.
Okay, okay, gotcha. Yeah. And I think that's how I've seen traveling kids that do travel, you know, because parents and so forth.
But that's a long journey. It was like 4 days.
Yeah, and
on a Greyhound.
And a Greyhound's different versus an airplane.
I think I had like $300 and my bags. Yeah, I was like, wow. That was interesting, like going through the different states and then, you know, as a kid. And then I ended up back with my mom, or actually for the first time with my mom since I can remember. And that's when I started getting involved in like the street life, like because where my mom lived was a one bedroom apartment, and it was me, my two sisters, and her boyfriend. Mm. So we're all packed into five of us into a one bedroom. Wow. That was interesting.
That's wild.
And then it also wasn't in the greatest area too. So I started dabbling in like the gang culture and started getting involved in all that stuff. And that kind of took me down that road.
If you're looking back, if you've looked back and observed that, that little Raymond, what was he searching at the time?
What was he searching for? That's an interesting question.
What was he trying to find?
I guess like a family unit, like a stable family unit, or a masculine kind of energy, because I was so around a lot of women when I was younger, because my sisters, my mom, you know, my grandmother, and so it was like maybe that's what I was missing, you know?
A role model of a role model. A healthy masculine man that can guide you, kind of show you the ropes of
you
being a male, you know, and so you understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
Being surrounded by women, it was kind of like, but society has shown women that we're just like in the weaker, when in reality, there's a lot of single moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
But moms can play the part as a father, but children still need that masculine, healthy man. That
it's a different energy. Totally. Absolutely. Totally different energy.
Make you feel safe and protected.
Yeah. And also give you like lessons for men. Because there's lessons for women, there's lessons for men, specifically for men.
Yes.
And I didn't get all of that. So I had to learn on my own.
And
through time.
Yeah. And the gang life.
Yeah.
Because that's surrounded by
men. So I ended up like learning a lot of different things from that and learning how to like protect myself and like learning how to deal with animosity or deal with certain things, you know?
Fast forward.
Yeah.
So you keep going in and out of juvie.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I end up going to the boys' ranch in San Jose.
Oh, I've heard of
it. Yeah, the Wright Center. It's up on Cottle.
Oh.
I ended up going there because, I can rewind a little bit. In and out of juvenile hall. So my mom had ended up leaving San Jose and went to Texas to go and live back with her mom.
Yeah.
So I was in juvenile hall when they left. So I kind of like got stuck here.
What? So you got left?
Yeah.
you got left behind.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God.
Which is all, it's all in the past.
Like, yes, I'm not, yeah, worried, I'm not worried about it. I know, but I like look me, back, I'm all.
Yeah, yeah, like me and my mom, we have a cool relationship. Yeah. Me and my dad, we're cool. Like,
but it's just crazy, yeah, to look back, it's crazy in the timeline.
Yeah, to like talk about it is kind of like, wow, it's kind of crazy, yeah. It is crazy. So anyways, they went back to Texas when I was in juvenile hall.
Yeah.
And so when I got out of juvenile hall, I signed myself out. Because as a juvenile, when you like get released, if you're under 18, you have to get picked up by a parent. So I turned 18 in juvenile hall. Wow. And then I got and then the day on my birthday, on my birthday, they had to release me. So I ended up signing myself out of juvenile hall. I remember that day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a trip. And I was like, and then what
were
the
you
heck?
Thinking? So, then you're like, where do I go?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. I didn't know where to go. So the first place I went was to the familiar places of the streets, the familiar surroundings, and the familiar people.
Yeah.
And it just started snowballing. So then I started getting involved more with like methamphetamines. Like that was my drug of choice, was methamphetamines.
Meth
a lot. So I don't know what I was searching for at that time.
Yeah.
With the meth. What I think I was just afraid of like, I don't know. Going to sleep.
Because you were... Okay, so you were okay at this point, were you considered like, you know, how streets will call it, more like you were a hardcore pothead, or were you not even into marijuana?
I wasn't really into marijuana as much. No.
So when it was more alcohol?
It was more now, like in the recent years, yeah, it was like alcohol.
Like a switch.
Yeah, it like switched from like the upper to like the more like numb.
Yeah,
but they all numb. All those low frequency drugs, they all numb. Yeah, they all numb.
Yes.
But yeah, like when I was doing meth, like there would be days where I wouldn't sleep, days, you know.
And that's
like so up all night. Like yeah,
terrible because you start actually. I mean, how is those effects for you versus like we'll be conversing about?
Yeah.
Well, I will say psychedelics, but we call it entheogenic.
Entheogenics.
But for you, how do you look back the difference, right?
The difference between those type of...
When you were experiencing in that dark place.
Yeah, yeah.
You were in a...
Yeah, low vibe. Super low. Super low. Man.
You were just a wounded human being,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just searching for something that I didn't understand at that time. And now that I understand it, it's actually something that was like always within me. I just needed to figure that out. Like how to spark that again. How to spark that little flame inside the dark, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
I'm trying to articulate it the best I can. But yeah. Yeah,
because it's in a dark, you're in, yeah, because now you've experienced so much emotional trauma as a child, you know, you've gone through the abandonment.
Yeah.
That feeling rejected.
Yeah.
Even though it was not intentional, sometimes people think like, oh, you know, those parents want to be awful. I think they're just stuck in their situations in those timelines and circumstances. They have sometimes no choice. They feel they don't have a choice.
True.
So their behaviors is that I mean, I look back, right? And I'm looking at your life and timeline. I'm like, in their reality, they thought that was the right thing. Like,
yeah.
Leaving you there to become a better human. And
I don't know.
Juvie, who knows?
I'm here now.
Yes.
That's what matters.
Yes. And so... When we look back to, you know, those experiences, we always give them thanks for having me go through those.
That's why I'm like...
Because they're, you are here.
Exactly. Know? It made me who I am. It built character, I would say.
Yeah.
A stronger character. I had to learn, obviously, the hard way, and that's the way it was, you know?
And the acceptance of
that. And I understand that. I'm like, hey, the universe threw me some curveballs, and I was like, dang, all right. I'm trying to swing for a home run and you're throwing me curveballs. I can't even hit the ball.
You're pulling matrix moves and...
Yeah, so, but yeah, I kind of got lost what we were talking about.
We're talking about how you even gone through the emotion and abandonment in your childhood, where now you start using the substance of meth.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what motivated you to maybe once you experienced it, maybe you did a little try run. You know, whatever, how it goes. I never done it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But you know, how do you recall when you was your first experience doing meth?
First experience doing methamphetamine probably was in high school. because it was like a thing of like a party. Like you want to go to a party, yeah, you're going to be up all night. Like some people do cocaine.
Yeah.
Like that was,
but meth is cheaper.
It was cheaper. Yeah. So it was like, it was like that kind of vibe. So I thought it was like,
rockstar yet,
so. Yeah. So I thought I was like, oh, this is cool. You know, I didn't know any better, but really I was getting like sucked in more into to the darkness. So I'm like, oh shit. Like, and I didn't know how to get out, obviously, but you know what did get me out? Going to jail. Cause then you sober up. Cause then you have no choice. So you go to jail and you're like, oh, and then you have to work out and then like you're doing cleansing basically, like, you know, drinking coffee all day, mm-hmm. you know, so totally different scene.
So by the time you're now full effect into meth, like how long was that, your addiction?
I would say from, let's see, I'm trying to figure out the year timeline.
Oh, God, I know.
17 years old probably to, no, I want to say 16 years old to 20. So I was like 20. Yeah. Right before I met my wife. Yeah.
And after that experience of like, okay, so before we jumped into your beautiful wife, tell me how you had a moment of your own personal higher self awakening. Of letting it go.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I stumbled into my mom's apartment in San Jose. And I remember it very clearly. I was super like out of my mind on meth. Stumble in. I don't know if everybody was asleep. I don't remember who was there.
Yeah.
I just remember going down the hallway, stumbling into the bathroom, turned the light on. And I looked at myself in the mirror, and I had not looked at myself in the mirror for like a while. So I looked at myself in the mirror, and I didn't even recognize myself. My cheeks were sucked in, my eyes were sunken, my neck looked like a noodle. It was like so skinny. I was like, oh my God, like what the fuck? Like what is up with this guy? And then from that moment on, I was like, you know what? I am fucking done with this. So I didn't go to rehab. I didn't go to any kind of programs, nothing. Nothing. I just cold turkeyed it from that day. I was like, fuck this. This is fucking garbage. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this to myself. Couldn't believe it. So that was like the snap moment, the pivotal moment of like, that's it.
That's it. I'm down with this.
That was it. Yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
For me, when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, that was like you intervening yourself.
Like I don't know, like intervention. Yeah,
you did it yourself.
Well, it was the reflection, you know.
Yeah, the mere reflection. Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful, though.
Yeah, it was like something was speaking to me through the mirror, and I'm just like, okay, like, I got it. I don't need this.
Like, yeah, it almost like your consciousness stepped in, your higher self. From there on, how was like? I know that you go through withdrawals. Correct,
yeah.
As well.
Oh yeah, you can sleep for like days, like, and only get up just to eat and like.
And that's the withdrawals.
The withdrawals, like, yeah, like sleeping and like feeling like a walking zombie. Like you feel like, oh, like you don't want to do anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. Like you're in a depression. Wow. Yeah, those are the withdrawals.
What were you feeling? I mean, do you recall that time?
I don't really recall the withdrawals because they were like horrible. That's all I know. I just remember being really depressed and really kind of like low energy.
Yeah. Hopelessness, right?
It's almost like
of hopelessness.
Almost like, what am I doing to myself? Yeah. Like, is this my life? Like, this is what I do?
Yeah. like the purpose is gone. Like,
yeah.
You know, like you have no life in you. Like, it's almost like you're.
It sucks the life out of you.
Yes. Like,
soulless. And it just leaves like the darkness, like you say. Like, it takes the light out of you. It sucks it out of you.
Yeah.
You know?
How was your transition after that as you move forward after the withdrawals?
I started getting more involved in the street culture after, you know, kind of coming off the meth.
Yeah.
I kind of got more entrenched in like criminal activity, I guess you could say. Which I've already served time for, so I can talk about it now.
You're free, man.
Yeah, I'm free. I'm free. I already did my time. So, yeah, I got more entrenched in that. And that's when I started going in and out of jail, like, a lot. And then I ended up going to prison. 2 terms in prison.
Holy
for man. Weapons possessions, stolen vehicles, for all types of stuff across the board. Yeah.
That also brings, like, an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, and that's probably what I was searching for, because the meth was absent, so it was something. It was
so,
like,
it's like your addiction.
I went to an adrenaline junkie. From meth junkie to adrenaline junkie, I guess, at that time.
Because if you think about it, right? Like, it's like you're going to, you have to plan. Yeah. I always have to think, like, how do criminals think? Let me, I'm
like, now I'm I guess so, yeah. Adrenaline. But then that got kind of like, I got burnt out on that, like, just, you know, tiring. And then, and then my cousin introduced me to plant medicine. And then I was like, what is that? You know? And he took me to a ceremony. He was like, you're going to love this. This is going to change your life. And I was like, yeah, right. Okay. Whatever. And at that time, when this was 2 years ago, this was in 2020.
Yeah.
So, like, the first half of 2020, I was, like, heavily addicted to alcohol. And cocaine, like, those two were going hand in hand, because it's like
upper
downer. You're trying to balance yourself. Does not work. Don't do it.
Equalize.
Yeah, it's horrible. Cocaine is horrible.
Don't try.
Super low frequency. Yeah, don't. Blech. Nasty.
With the medicine, mm-hmm. So
ayahuasca was the first thing, and that's the first psychedelic I've ever done.
Oh my god, I'm the same way, yeah.
I went straight to the rocket.
Psychedelics versus.
Straight to the rocket ship. I was like, take me. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because the first thing that I thought was like, what am I doing out here? Like, doing this? What is this? Like, this is a whole different culture.
Yeah.
It didn't scare me. It was more like, yeah, that's what I thought. First thing.
I think everybody thinks that at first, to be honest. I was like, wait.
Everybody
maybe this
so.
Is not exactly what I want.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here for this experience. I don't know what this is. Like,
yeah. You know. But then you trust your cousin because you saw him normal, right?
Yeah. Well, he was like,
in a healthy way.
Yeah, he was like, dude, you gotta try this. Like, this is gonna help you, you know. And at that time, like, my wife was pregnant and she was gonna have our son like in a few months. Yeah. And he was like, you gotta do it before your son is born. You gotta see what this is about. And I was like, okay, all right. So I was just trusting, and then whatever, you know, was gonna happen is gonna happen.
Yeah.
So after that first ceremony, completely turned my whole perception of life
in a totally
different direction. Oh,
yeah.
Totally different. Like, before that, I was full blown atheist. I didn't believe in anything. I didn't believe in nothing. So it completely, like, reaffirmed my belief system in the universe and creator. So I was like, wow, this is something. So now, like, I have a direct communication with all of that.
Oh, my God.
With Creator. So.
With Creator.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, with me, in my story, I always believe in something. I think that was, like, Gnostic, maybe, when I was in my dark stage between that time when, the timeline that my parents were divorcing. Mm-hmm. And I had anger. I had a lot of anger and resentment towards God.
Yeah.
And I felt confused as a child, like, why do I have to go through this experience of pain, you know? And so then it's like the part where I call it, you complain and say, in Spanish we call reclamar, you know, we go like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going through this? Mm-hmm. And why is my family going through this? And so there is that pain that you don't understand.
Yep.
And so with that moving forward, we come from a Catholic background. Do you come from a Catholic background?
No, I don't come with a, like,
so you don't
religious
even have
background.
Nothing.
No.
Like, zero. No. Like, they didn't, like,
no.
Nothing.
Nothing. No,
candle,
no baptism. No, nothing.
Nothing. No. So literally zero source, like, connection to source.
Zero. Nothing.
Wow.
Like, I've read the Bible and I've looked into different religions and then I've, like, studied a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, back before I was in plant medicine, I was trying to, like, figure it out. I'm like, what is all this? And then I started focusing on, like, the negative stuff instead of, like, the good stuff. You know, because I was in a different state of mind at that time.
Exactly.
Like, so I didn't understand. Why is there so much of this and not none of that? And I was like, you know,
dissecting.
So, yeah, I was like dissecting different books, and you know, didn't understand. Yeah.
Yes, and so for me, experiencing plant medicine, I sat down because everybody's story with ayahuasca is different, or any kind of. Yeah. Medicine that it could be from toad medicine or psilocybin medicine, shrooms. So with me, it was already, I was determined to find the innermost of myself. I still had a connection with God. I just couldn't understand why I was going through what I was going through at that period of that dark night. And so, and I always kind of jumped around with different books, Tiltic Beliefs. I have gone to houses of worship, which I call them houses of worship because I love the part when they worship God. I feel like that's another community, just like our community. There's different belief systems of community that still directs you back to source. And that's what we understand it. Like, it all takes you back to source.
It's all connected. Like,
it's all connected. The sun,
you know, different religions and different cultures have different words for the sun, like Donatiu or Inti, or different energies, you know, different moon, sun, earth, water, air, all of that's relevant. They're all relevant, you know. So I've come to learn all of this, you know, in the last 2 years, and it's pretty short time.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, but it seems like a long time for some reason. You know,
it's gonna be 3 years.
Dragging on.
For you, it's gonna be 3 years too, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
What month did you?
November 2020.
I did it April.
Are you trying to remember?
Yeah, I'm like, because I did so many in 1 year.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you need that to unlock certain things.
I had to. You know? It was like, and then on, like, I think I've shared that to you after the fifth one of 2020 was like,
you're, Aya cut unlocked.
Me off.
Yeah,
yeah, she cut me off. It was like the so bartender. Dark.
The bartender. You're cut off.
You're done now, for 2020.
Well, the way I see it is
you
like
you gotta integrate now.
Yeah, exactly. That's
she
what I was gonna
straight
get
up
to.
Told me.
That's
like,
what I was gonna say.
And like a couple days after, like I was time like, to take like the, I was still stuck. Yeah. Like, what was that?
Yeah, it's like it
what
tells
was that
you,
all about?
Yeah, it does tell you like you need to take the lessons and like apply them.
Yeah, it was like it was immediate and. And I was like, it was funny because then after the people I encouraged, like, oh, you got to try, you know, try, you know, this. And so there was people that were doing like, bam, bam, bam. And like, and then I had a realization that I, because I was already connected with source, I just, it was a different form for me because I was, some people already have, like you for probably was like, maybe you needed more, Aya, you know, and I needed just like five, and she cut me off.
Yeah,
and then
it's
after
a never
that,
ending. It's a never ending endeavor. Like you,
exactly,
you get called to it. Like, and just absolutely. It could be random. It could be every month. It could be, and everybody has their own path.
Yes,
and I've noticed that, like sitting with different people, and also like a lot of friends, they have different paths. Everybody has their own path to the source.
Yes, you know. That's the
which is kind of cool.
It is cool because when you get to hear integration circles, I created an integration after I think it was toad medicine, and I was like, and we were still locked 2021. I was like, you guys, can I create like an integration? Because that was an intense session.
Yeah.
I need to talk about this.
Yeah, like Zoom.
Just hold. Yeah. So we did Zoom and. And it was from different people from different places that we had connected. And they were just holding space. We were holding space for each other.
Yes.
And sometimes even talking about it, it makes sense. Like
it
unlocks something.
Yeah,
and it's like,
oh,
wait, I get it. Or somebody else also, I went through that.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, so it's like those moments of realizations like, oh, this is for my inner child. Oh, this is because I still have a lot of apego, a lot of attachments to old stories of my childhood, or of my mom or my dad, and so a lot of abandonment issues showing up.
A lot of reflections.
Oh,
a lot of reflections.
It's wild. It's so wild.
Yeah.
So for you, having your first experience with plant medicine, how was that for you? Like, you just had an open heart. You were just
It wasn't a struggle. I didn't purge. It wasn't a struggle for me. I just surrendered. And I didn't even know what that was at the time. I just kind of like melted into it.
Yeah, that's me too.
That's the best way I could put it, is like, I just like, okay, yeah. I'm here. Like, I don't know what this is going to do to me, but I'm just going to go with it. And that's, I think that with that intention that I was coming in with, it just allowed me to just go. Like, you know, that was it.
That's wild.
That was it. And then I got my spirit animal, which is a jaguar.
Me too.
I mean, you can tell.
Was that like the spirit animal of the year?
I don't know.
Because I was on my first ayahuasca. Okay, so I had to share, because I haven't shared this actually in my podcast. And because you also yourself, and I see that you're wearing it. And that's my spirit animal. For the people who are familiar about spirit animals, and if you're not familiar about spirit animals, we will explain what it means.
Yeah.
So I sat down with a medicine, right? And I purge on that one because we got close to the fire, and that fire element was like, it took me. I was like, oh, snap. It hit me so hard. I was like, on my fourth cup, because it wasn't kicking in. And as I was walking, I was like, I'm feeling a little off. As I'm going to go get my bucket, I hold my bucket, and it's like, this is like one of the tendencies ever since that experience. My whole body goes inside. Like, I go inside on the rabbit hole kind of deal.
Yeah.
My whole head goes in, and I was like, just purging and purging. But what got me to purge is this, because I started seeing the eyes, all the eyes in spiral effect.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I was like, I think I was cross-eyed, you know, and I just, it's almost like my in, like surrendering part, right? And I just like I went inside the rabbit hole. And it just took me, and it took me, and I was like, ugh! And it was just showing me so much attachments of my wounds with my mom and her illness and my childhood and my dad is all these stories were coming all at once. And I was like, just purging it out.
Wow.
Like, I could see it and feel the abandonment. I could feel the rejection. I was feeling the heart aches, and I was, it was so wild.
So it was a good release. Like, it was coming up fast. The lessons, like, the lessons.
No, were just, I was like, oh, this is what God wanted me to do. Just release.
Yeah.
I was holding it so tight. So, so afraid to show those parts of myself that I was still holding on, and it turns, it makes us to be more on ego and be more afraid, and walk our life and journey in the unknown. Like, we just afraid, so you're just like, and you limit
that's
yourself.
One thing that plant medicine taught me is to be not afraid, just accept what happens to you on a daily basis, but also work on yourself so you're able to like kind of navigate a little bit better, instead of like things just start tossing themselves at you and you're just like, oh, you're just blocking it. Instead, you're able to like maneuver, like, oh, like just move this aside. Like, a lot of things have happened to me even after plant medicine, but I don't take it the way I used to.
Like,
it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it.
That's the
my response is totally different now.
You don't totally go different.
I'm not like, oh, fuck, the world's gonna end now, fuck. Like, my van got stolen with all my tools in it.
When?
In 2021, October. Completely stolen. I got carjacked. Yeah, I got carjacked in front of my office.
What?
They took all my equipment, all my tools. And for like a week, I was kind of like devastated. Karma? I was kind of, yes. That exactly.
Sorry. Paying debt. I'm all, wait. Debt. Did you know that or just had that?
No, I did know that. I did know that. And that's exactly what came up. You're that's old. Exactly what I saw. I was like, you know what? I'm probably paying for some shit that I did.
I'm all, so my lesson here is.
Yeah, exactly. So I took it like that, and I took it on the chin. And I, but there was a, obviously, there was a breakdown moment where I was like, fuck, that sucks.
That way it feels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You feel violated.
I felt it. I felt like, oh, that sucks. But, you know, and then after that, I was like, you know what? There's a lesson there. You know? There's something there. And there's something good that's going to come out of it. Because behind every, like, downfall is an actual blessing in disguise. You just don't know what the universe has in store for you.
Absolutely.
So I took it as that, and then guess what happened? I ended up getting like a new van.
What?
Like, there was a connection made, there was some networking that was done, and then I ended up getting a van. New.
Brand new.
Like, practically new.
Oh my god.
And I still have it. And it was like the universe was telling me like, ah, we gotta get rid of all this. Like, you don't need all this right now.
Yes.
But then I'm like, wait, like, my tools.
Like, it was working. It was like work. I know. It works. Was like, it was working.
But it was like time to upgrade.
Yeah.
And that's the way I see it now. Like, okay, it was like something that had to happen for me to step it up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Upgrades. Absolutely. That's the wild part when we have to see those things like in yeah. that aspect. Or like,
yeah,
wait,
yeah.
It's a trip. You're pulling something away out of like getting rid of some stuff. But
that hurt.
Yeah. And it worked your yeah. actually your own self too, because mm-hmm. then your ego was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Then yeah. the lesson comes.
Because at that moment I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? All my tools, all my stuff.
Yeah.
But then I had to sit back and like, okay, no, it's going to be all right. It's going to be good. And then like little on down the road, boom.
Wow.
Blessing.
That's wild. So with your plant medicine, going back to the Hawaii, because we kind of jumped yeah. around, but I was sitting there and it was probably by then, I don't even know time. When you're with Aya, you just, there's no time.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. Time actually doesn't exist.
It's an illusion for sure.
Yeah, it's a human construct, so.
Yeah. And so at that moment, I don't know what and the facilitator knew that I was completely in. I knew he knew. Like, it's mm-hmm. almost like you just know.
Yeah.
And he brings it to me. He doesn't mm. even ask. He just kind of gave me the contact eye. And I'm like, give him that. Yeah.
The slight nod.
And yes. he's like, poured it. Mm-hmm. And it was wild because by then it was like even more.
More of the wormhole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And he sings as when he mm. serves too. And one of his medicine songs took me literally to the jungle.
Wow.
Completely.
Free. So it was like an Ícaro.
Oh, yes. Okay. So yeah, it nice. Was it was like his song in the guitar part. Because mm-hmm. he does it with the guitar. I feel
frequency.
Like
at yeah.
like
yeah.
I was the strings, you know?
Yeah, it like vibrates outward. Like yes. the frequency, yeah.
And then one of the songs, I don't know what word it was exactly, because I was just going with it. The moment I just remember, I just looked at my hands and I saw my veins to be like a neon green.
Wow.
Like I could see it, like the movement of the blood going through the stream. It was wild.
Interesting.
And then from there, I was like, wow, like a little girl, wow. And I just go, and immediately like my body was just doing its own thing, right? And it's just like guiding itself. And I touched the ground and I felt like I went into like the roots of a tree and it turned like my whole body. And then I just looked up, well, and my eyes closed, obviously. I looked up and then it's just all the animals from the jungla with the just the jungle animals wow. showing up. And then the snake shows up right in front of me immediately because of my conditioning of belief systems. Like the snake is such an evil thing, right? But at the moment it's like it kicked in and then I was like,
you're like, what? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
No, yeah. And then I just, like, again, went with it. And then next thing you know, El Jaguar viene. He comes to me and it shows right in front of me.
Wow.
I couldn't even believe it. I was like, this is real.
That was cool. Yeah, that's cool.
It showed up. And then from there on, it went into, I saw the Tree of Life.
Wow.
It was, I surrendered. I cried. And cried, and I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah,
like
me either. Me either. The first time, for me, like being in contact with the jaguar energy and that spirit, I was sitting like in my journey, first ceremony. I was sitting in a grove of trees. Mm-hmm. And this was in my visions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was sitting in surrounded by all these trees, and I was being surrounded by jaguars, like circling me.
Wow.
But they were black, so they were panthers.
They're panthers.
Panther and jaguar are the same thing, just melanin.
Yes,
so I was being surrounded and I felt comfortable and I felt safe. And then they would get closer and their faces were like right here. And I was okay with that. And they were like telling me like, it's okay, you're safe with us.
Yes.
This energy is safe for you. And I was like, oh, okay, I got you.
It's so like from that day on,
I'm like,
it's like
all
you.
The way, baby.
It's funny because like once you know, like it's wild.
So it's like a totem you carry with you. It's like a token or something that you carry with you, like that energy, that essence.
Yes.
That's what I feel. Yeah. That's my perception of it.
It is. It definitely because the moments like I've shared with you, when there's moments when I fear wants to come and creep in my human self, and then my higher self always throws that image of the jaguar. It always makes me feel
like now you're actually powerful.
Yes. Mm. And so there's moments where I feel like when I'm in my visions or journeys that were pretty intense in some of them, I almost like a shift. Like I completely become like a jaguar in my spirit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's wild. Because that once you're in a spirit of some... that you're seeing so dark, that like, normally everybody would be like, this is a bad trip. Like, for me, it's like, no, it's not a bad trip.
There's something there. Yeah, there's something there. There's always something there to learn, something to, you know, listen to. There's certain downloads you get. And some of them will be like, not even in the journey, it'll be like months later.
Literally. And that's part of integration. Like, if anybody listens to this and you do, like Aya or any of the medicines.
Or Toad.
A toad, you will have continuous downloads. I think I feel like it almost gives me like 3 months.
Wow.
Continuous. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
Tears. You can get a reactivation and kind of get a download, or a lesson will come through and be like, that's what I needed to learn at that moment. And I remember that moment when I was sitting there doing the medicine and then something comes up. And then you start like getting that download in your life, in your daily life.
Yes.
You could be driving down the road and get a download.
Literally.
Or when you're listening to a song.
Oh my God. I will never forget.
Like I sent you that song the other day and you're like, whoa.
Like that's actually the song that I was completely in a vision journey when you guys had and the ceremony served me. And, it was crazy because in that moment it took me back to that motion.
Wow.
And it brought
just
me
the song.
Powerful. Yeah, it brought me back to that space where get grounded, follow your heart. And it's like immediately it just connects me back to Mother Earth, connects me to Earth. Oh God.
Yeah.
So it's wild how that works for you and your acknowledging the jaguar as your spirit animal. Do you have other spirit animals as well that
I have been visited by the elephant, which is my grandmother's spirit animal. So she was a big collector of elephants. She had a whole bookcase full of elephants. Like I actually have some in my house, and my sister in New York has some. Shout out to Christina
if you're watching. Hey.
When you're watching. When you watch. Yes, she has like a collection of those. Yeah, that was her. Wow. Like growing up, I was always seeing elephants.
Wow.
And like her thing was the elephant trunk had to be up.
That's actually,
I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know what that is. Yeah,
my family will have like a whole set in the living room and they all have to be up.
Yeah, I guess it was like a luck thing, or I don't know where she learned that, or maybe she had a vision. I don't know.
That's what I remember.
I don't know. That's
now
crazy.
That you saw, now you brought that up. Yeah, I remember me seeing that, and I'm like, okay, I thought just decoración, it's just decor. I guess that's what they like.
Elephants. I don't know what tradition believes in that, but I know that's what my grandmother was.
More like not Taoism.
I'm not sure.
No, it's more common in like what, in Africa?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Asia.
If anybody knows, reach out.
Reach out.
I would like to know that.
Actually. Yeah,
comment.
Let us know.
Yeah, I would like to know that.
Yeah, me too.
The symbolism behind that.
Yeah. Any like other ones? Elephant?
No. No.
Any
I haven't
birds?
Really been visited by a lot of animals. No.
That they come to you?
No.
Or like when you're driving all of a sudden, like mine was a hummingbird. Literally, I was in microdosing and I was outside getting the sun, and then all of a sudden hummingbird just literally just flying and it was physical because I'm not tripping. This is a real one.
It's like real life, like happening right now.
It's real happening, real life. But hummingbird, I've heard the owl during a toad medicine. I hear boo boo and I was like,
wow.
And when I was back to in myself, I was like, was that an owl? Nope, no owl.
Nothing there.
Nothing there. So those are like things like, you know, I pay attention to like certain journeys, like, well, what they mean a lot, you know? So then I allow it to kind of marinate. And then like, again, part of the integration is like, okay. Then the owl shows up. It's wisdom.
Yep.
And then,
wisdom, like certain symbols and certain.
Yes. Yeah. It's so wild. Yeah. So colibri, hummingbird, hawaj, beautiful animals. So spirit animal for you, when you discovered that was yours, how did you feel?
I felt empowered. I felt like, yeah, this is definitely my style. This is my, this is definitely my energy. Like, cause I'm like, so jaguars are great swimmers for one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good swimmers. And I have a lot of energy. Like I'm very hyper, very like,
yeah.
And I love trees. So I'm like, yeah, this is like me. And I remember after that first ceremony, I like really communed with the trees. Like I started like really paying a lot of respect to the trees. And then also now recently, like my wife and I did a workshop at a place where they were teaching about ancestor oak trees, like how to, you know, how to,
I've been obsessed with oak trees.
Tree surgery and like take care of them and, you know,
that's
clean
true.
Off the moss, because the moss actually affects the tree. It actually sucks
it's
the
like
nutrients.
An illness to
yeah,
it
sucks the nutrients out of it. So
no way, the moss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh shoot! Now I know something.
Yeah,
thank you. Well, now I'm gonna be like every time.
Yeah, yeah. So you can take a wire brush and like scrub it off.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, that's beautiful to know. Yeah. What else can we talk about?
Right? I don't know.
Gosh, you know, you're full of so much information. So ayahuasca. Now talk about toad medicine.
Toad is actually,
you know, that's
my
favorite. Yeah.
Toad is my favorite medicine. Yes,
that's my favorite medicine. Yeah.
Toad is interesting because I've noticed that when I do it, because it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. When I sit with toad, it allows me to kind of go within really, really deeply, very fast. And it gives me lessons very, very fast. Like, what do I need to work on? Like, it'll give me a clear, like, answer, like, relationships. Boom. It'll tell me, fix that.
Wow. Yeah.
Work on that.
Mm.
And that's kind of where I'm at now.
Wow.
Like, relationships, working on relationships, like, and also coming up with, like, when I did toe medicine, I actually came up with the a relationship system that I use now, which is called the merit system.
Wow.
Like, it's a reciprocation of like your energy versus their energy. Like, is it reciprocate? Mm. Like, what I'm giving out, are you giving that in return? Is it equal?
Oh, wow.
It's a merit-based system. Merit-based. That's kind of where I got that, was from a download from doing toe.
We need a workshop.
Merit-based relationship. Yeah.
Wow.
So I learned that. Yeah.
And that's like in general, because we're all full of relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
everything is relationship.
Everything is relationship with the earth, with the animals, with the plants. And that's where it's sometimes like I've felt like I want to be connection with everything. And I have to like slow down and be able to like first come first, you.
Yeah.
Like you're the first relationship you need to know and work
absolutely.
On. And then it reciprocates when I share with others,
like, yeah,
then I start receiving.
It's like, are you receiving more than you're giving, or are you giving more than you're receiving, or is it an equal kind of balance?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
take a drink.
I know. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's kind of where, that's what I learned. Wow. Just from toad
medicine.
Sitting with toad.
So what's toad for you? What's bufo?
Toad is 5-MeO, also known as the god molecule.
Mm-hmm.
It's extracted from the Sonoran Desert Toad.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I actually have on my arm. Right here.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very powerful entheogen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the most powerful, in my opinion.
To be honest.
That's just an opinion, but I think. Pretty much.
I mean, I'm not like over here, I did all this different psychedelics.
Yeah.
But in my experience, I, like you said, got molecule.
Yeah.
There's God all over that, like
source,
creator,
wherever,
however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
It's immediately like you just know.
Yeah, you can feel it. It's just a super high frequency. It taps you straight to source.
Straight.
And like what I like to say is, when you go into that space, what can you pull from that space?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can you pull from that energy, that source? There's something that you can pull, and when you come back to the physical body, is it something that you can implement into your life? And that's kind of how I take it.
Yes. And how embody it, right?
Yeah.
And bring
so when
it into this experience.
Yeah, so like before I sit with the medicine, like that's usually like what my intention is. It's like, what can I pull to use in this form right now? Like the form that I'm in right now, what can I use? What can I do? What can I work on? What's the lesson that can be applied today?
Oh my God. God, that's so true, because even when I say, you know, I'm going to be going on my sixth sitting today. And I look back like my first experience, it was literally like, I call it, I learned to friend my ego, mm-hmm. but my ego felt like it was dying.
Ego's a tool.
Yeah, yes. Definitely ego. Yeah. I think I learned that it became a tool, a part of integrating. Like, it gave me that download.
It's important,
like, I'm like, I'm your bestie. Like, I'm actually your best friend. I'm trying to protect you.
It does try to protect
you. Yeah, and I was like, girl, calm down.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
You're safe.
Yeah, I'll never forget what my cousin told me. He's like, when your ego starts acting up, you sit in the corner and you tell it to shut up, you little bitch. I'm in control, all right?
And the ego, I did. Yeah. When I first had to, like, detach from her, like, chill, bro. Like,
chill out.
Like, all right.
I can handle this, okay? I know you're trying to protect me, but don't try to push fear, you know? Because that's where the ego comes. Like, fear. So once you conquer that and you're like, okay, I see it now. Like, everybody gets scared of something sometimes.
Yeah.
But once you get that fear emotion coming up, you understand that, like, okay, something's trying to protect me from something.
Yeah. But you're avoiding something that you don't want to see.
Yes.
And normally it's that. Like, normally my ego is showing, I don't want to see that dark part of me.
Yep.
And I'm like, bro, it's not even real.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Yes. I say it like that. Yeah. And it's a trip, because once I am in my vision, in my journey, I love Tote Medicine, because I don't know if I've shared this, but I know I shared with you, it goes silent. Ego doesn't even talk. But it goes through, depending, like, I guess the medicine knows once it hits me, like, I just, like, go. I just, like you said, I just
melt. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta melt.
I feel like I become nothing at that point. Yeah. I'm like,
whoosh. Yeah, because you've already learned how to use your ego as a tool. Mm-hmm. You've already learned that.
Yeah.
That
instead lesson of, like, get freaking terrified. Out.
Yeah. And because that happens, you know. And that's all a process for certain people. Like, they have to learn that release.
Like, it's okay. You're
safe. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. You're safe. You got to release into the medicine. That's very important. Yeah. And also breathing with your diaphragm. Diaphragm breathing.
To receive.
Not here. Here. Yeah. Because, like, that's the key.
Yeah.
It helps you surrender into it as
even
well.
More, because then you literally, once you go into that breath, you're like, you completely go into that melting effect.
Yeah,
like,
you do. And if you get stuck up here, that's when you kind of, like, struggle.
Yeah.
So, like, breathing from here is actually, like, progress. You're able to progress into it faster.
So, God's Molecule, how many sittings have you done with Tote Medicine?
Wow, I don't know.
This is like 2 years now, counting.
Yeah, I mean, you figure was once it or
the
twice
same
a month.
Year that you did Aya, you did Tote Medicine.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. It wasn't the first ceremony; it was the second ceremony. The first ceremony, I was kind of like seeing, like, okay, how does this work? And then the second one is when I was like, all right, let's go. That's when I did it. Yeah. After that second ceremony is when I completely stopped drinking and completely stopped doing cocaine.
Second Aya or Toad?
No, Toad. Toad.
No way.
Yeah. Completely and done.
Aya, how many times before you did Toad?
Once. I did Aya once, and then the next ceremony I did. Oh, no, twice. I did Aya once, and then I did Aya the second time, and then I did Toad.
Oh, wow.
So it was like two, and then.
And you had a huge realization with
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had a realization how much I actually love my wife. And it made me gave me that, like, clear, like, very clear, like, black and white.
Like why your, like, souls just, have yeah, to be like, in it this made, lifetime.
Like, why we're in sync all the time. And, like, you know, like, just made sense to me. It just made sense.
And the moment when I met you guys, and I'm going to confess. Carla's confessions. About you guys. I said, that's the most beautiful couple ever. It's not, okay, I'm not even being about the physical guys, okay? When I'm talking about beautiful, it means their soul. Their soul, so pure. I was in complete medicine mode, right? Because I was just coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as like I woke up, and she was so cute. She was above me, protecting me from the sun, I think. And I'm like, do you remember Patty? Yes. She's the. You gotta tell me, why were you doing that? I know you're not recording, but I want to know why. I wanted this to be life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's saying I was like, she was protecting me from the sun while I was in my experience.
Yeah.
So I'm laying. I wake up and I just see her smile, like,
with the umbrella.
Yes, yeah. A beautiful smile. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
And then it's like so divine timing, right? And then you come and give her a kiss. That's when I said, I want that.
Yeah.
And you smiled at me and then you proceed. And I was like, fuck, I'm tripping out. Fuck. You know, when you're in the medicine, you're like, whoa, like synchronicities.
Yes. Yeah. Everything
because
weaves.
I was like, in that moment feeling the energy also of my other brother, soul brother, Adrian, and his wife was there. Mm. And I was like crying because I could feel his love. Like, it's cut and dry.
Yeah,
and I
was like, black and white. You can black, just,
yeah. Yeah, just. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Like, this is how love is? Yeah. And it wasn't, it's not about like what you have, what you're wearing.
No.
What the medicine was showing me, like my higher self was completely seeing me with a lens that you guys were in that synchronicity.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was tripping. It was like, oh my God, you just came and gave her a kiss while she's protected me. Like,
yeah.
But I knew she was there because of that. I just needed to hear from her because I like opened my eyes and I'm like, what is she doing? Like, she's, and he looks at me and smiles like with a beautiful smile. I was like, whoa, I love that. Yeah. That emotion of love that was like you guys had at that moment. I was like, oh, it's so
beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds corny, guys.
Love
but...
is, well, I'll say love is a universal language.
Yes.
Totally.
It's definitely the medicine for humanity. For reals. Oh my God, that was beautiful to remember that experience. Thank you, Patty.
So you're getting downloads right now.
Thank you for protecting me from the sun, you know? I mean, for real, it's like it was a trip because I was coming back and I was like,
that's how you know you're safe and you're loved.
Yeah,
taken care of.
She was, and that's what I felt. That I felt it, that love. Yeah. And then you showed it as like as a couple.
Yeah,
as a partners and lovers, and I was like, you're so beautiful.
Yeah, it's because it's like you say, like there's no hiding energy. Like, you can feel it.
It's wild. You can feel it. Fuck, you guys. So, I mean, if anybody out there, I'm not trying to market like Toad is, but that's what medicine of Toad does. Like, it shows you
the connections.
The connections.
Everything.
It's
everything.
Out of the fucking, it's wild.
Out of the stratosphere. Yeah.
The stratosphere. Yeah, completely. God, so how many times you said? Many times? You lost count?
As many times as I've, definitely more than I can count on my hands.
Yeah. And you serve your wife too.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
Oh, no, she hasn't done it yet. No, she's not done it yet. No.
My face expression.
No, she is not.
I'm like blown away over here. What? She's protecting me from the sun. Yeah.
No, she sat with Aya, but not Toad.
She shared why?
No.
She'll know.
She'll know.
She knows when she's...
It's like... each their own. That's why. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, that's... See, they keep showing me more love. Like... He's like, you gotta do Toe with me. No.
No.
He's like...
No.
That is so beautiful. Yeah. That's like, you guys are amazing. Seriously.
Thank you.
I mean, I know you guys, you know, sit together for Aya and, I mean, meditate together.
Yeah. Listen to frequency, music, all kinds of good stuff.
That's amazing. And your children, right? As parents and stuff.
Yeah, they see us like in a different light now, you know?
What?
Yeah.
And your kids, how old are they?
My kid is 13 and gonna be two.
Quick question. So for children, how is it safe? Toad is not, it's not recommended. Or what age?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to answer that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably have to search the elders.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, that's something.
Elders, if you're watching
this, yeah, that's something that.
If you know or anybody knows, I would like to know, just because it's beautiful to know that if preteens can start, you know, experiencing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like there is a time where there's a certain amount, like amount you can mm-hmm. give to certain people, even with Aya.
I wouldn't know. I've never done that.
Yeah, yeah. With Aya, I think a lot of them, I've been surrounded by circles that the kids do microdose Aya, but they honestly, they'll fall asleep. They'll take a quick nap.
There you go. Like, I don't know how that would work on an animal either. I'm not sure if that's,
right?
I don't even know if that's something that's done, maybe in the Amazon. I don't know.
I know. That's,
I don't know. Yeah, that's, I do plan on going to the Amazon. Wow. I do want to go do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Spend time over there.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Do a dieta, right?
A dieta would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dieta be in would the be solitude nice. And just you.
Yeah.
You and the plants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, anything else you'd like to share?
That was very cool, this conversation. Hopefully just benefits. My little short story. That there's more, obviously. Maybe we can get into another episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Part two.
Hopefully it kind of shows people that there is a way out of darkness. Mm. You know, and you know, there's always a little spark in there of light that can be, you know, rekindled again. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, your journey of life, it's like, for me, it's magical because it's like a story that you lived, you've gone through it, you've evolved, you're healed.
Yeah, and I'm not shy about it at all. You can ask me, you walk up to me on the street, you can ask me.
Wow.
I'm not shy.
He's not shy, you guys.
I'm not shy. It's because it's already happened.
Yeah.
I don't live back there.
Yeah, that's not.
I live right now.
In the only
now. Yeah, right now. That's it.
And that's the part of the, once I share a lot of the times, like with friends, that the illusion of the past doesn't exist no more. That just doesn't, it's just done.
Yeah.
It's done. What did you learn out of it? The here and now. That's actually the biggest one that I've learned, of that just all that we have is here.
Yeah.
In this now moment.
That's it.
Being present, because tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't even happened, you guys. So,
and yesterday is not going to happen again.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done.
Like, let it go.
It's done.
You know, things that happen, you guys. I think this is the biggest message for me for this podcast as well, is that staying present, let go of your past, heal from it by letting it go. Mm-hmm. And what is the opportunity from what you get out of that experience?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Like, you just, the opportunity to look into it
and
not judging it, just see it as what it is and go and move on with love.
Yeah.
That's who we are at the end of the day. All the medicines that nature, Mother Earth gives us is literally to remind us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are love and we're connected.
Absolutely.
With Mother Earth. And the answers for that you want and search, sometimes you need to sit. You know, some people do different tools. They go and pray, meditate. Mm-hmm. But plant medicine is another tool as well to sit with, and will help you to come out of your ego so you can be in your highest self.
Yeah.
That's really, it's who you are. It awakens your higher self. You see it.
Yeah.
And you're in that sync with God, Creator. Mm-hmm. Having this experience with him, like, or her, God, source.
I agree.
Anything else to wrap it up, right?
I mean,
from your heart.
Maybe we'll have another podcast. I don't know.
Absolutely, cool. We'll have Ray. It's like we have so many more stuff. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot of stories.
The first time we conversed, like, we sat like for 2 hours, and
we're just,
and then the second time we drop it off with wife and Patty and another.
We were on the phone the other day for like an hour. With me, you, and my wife.
Yeah,
yeah. We're just
having a threesome.
We're like talking about, like an energy threesome.
Energy threesome. Yeah. It's like when
PG,
you guys. Don't be all crazy. Yeah. We're just like flowing.
Yeah, we're just bullshitting, shooting the shit, like talking about life and
Yeah. And yeah, it's wonderful. And maybe, not maybe, actually we'll have your wife, and I would love to see and hear
that'll from be
her
interesting. Side.
How was her Aya experience and becoming a couple? Because you guys are a sacred union. Two energies coming together in this human life, and the path that you guys were in a different, and her childhood versus yours, and how now is as parents.
Yeah.
Like, and being in this community of living this life and be able to share with other people that are seeking also an advice or even some medicine words that you guys can probably even share that have helped you guys to like move on into a sacred union. Your sexuality partnership, that's so important. It's so healing when you're two sacred union and your energies are together, how much healing that can happen to. And so we can converse about that. So we'll have Patty, you guys. So stay tuned with that one episode.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram, Ray_Incilius.
We will have all his information underneath, guys. Yeah. So if you guys have any questions about,
or you just want to connect,
Zapito, connect with him.
Yeah.
You want to him, you hold space.
Yeah.
He likes to listen.
I'll connect you. I'll connect you. I'll just connect you.
He's a connector. If so, anything else, you guys? Well, no, we're good, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. I love you guys for always tuning in and sharing love. Follow his Instagram. Follow Carl After Dark. Share it to people that you know or you feel an intuition that will love to hear this episode. And his story is amazing. It's I believe there are a lot of people can resonate. And also his experience as a child. I think there's a lot of young people out there that are experiencing similar situations that now they can see him as a positive role model, as a self-healer, as a medicine guy, sacred man, masculine, healthy man, partner, lover, amazing parent, and just an example of a fatherhood for your children. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Patty. And all you guys, love you guys. Keep drinking your water. Stay hydrated.
Hydrate. Yes.
And do your kombucha.
Yeah.
Bye. Hey, my loves. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Carla After Dark. If you enjoy this episode, please like and subscribe, share them, follow the link below. I am looking forward to you joining me on my next episode. Thank you for your love. Namaste.